When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You
something due any day, I will know right away, soon as it shows. It may come cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be? Well, yes, it could. Something's coming, something good, if I can wait. Something's coming, I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. Now with a click, with a shock, phone will jingle, door will knock, open the latch. Something's coming, don't know when, but it soon, catch the moon, one-handed catch. Around the corner, or whistling down the river, come on. Yes, it will. Maybe just by holding still, it will be there. Come on, something, come on in. Don't be shy, meet a guy, pull up a chair. The air is humming, and something great is coming. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, maybe tonight. Who knows? Yeah, maybe.
Well, we here at Broadway to Main Street know. And we know that we're going to spend the next hour taking our Broadway to the west side of Manhattan for West Side Story, the groundbreaking 1957 musical that opened 60 years and a couple of weeks from today. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the, I would say, Autumnal Hamlet, but it's such a glorious sunny day. I want to be outside. So let us, however, hunker down a little bit along the pavements and alleyways and playgrounds and underneath the highway of West Side Story. Well, we only have an hour to contain the music of West Side Story, and I fear it won't be nearly enough. So I won't chat as much as I normally do. But of course, West Side Story, it's an absolute cornerstone of the American musical, but it had a very strange history in its creation and its evolution, and its revelation to the rest of the world over the last 60 years has been quite an extraordinary story of its own, West Side or otherwise. The idea began after the war in the late 40s, idea by the director-choreographer Jerome Robbins, who was doing some work at the Actors Studio and had some idea of how would you relate, if you were a present-day person in Manhattan, to the story of Romeo and Juliet? And that percolated for a number of years. It was originally a Catholic-Jewish story set in the East Side story. And gradually he brought on some of the greatest collaborators ever to sign on for a Broadway team in its history. Of course, the composer Leonard Bernstein, with whom he had worked on the Town, and then Arthur Lawrence, a very socially engaged, intelligent playwright, and eventually, in his debut as a lyricist on Broadway, Stephen Sondheim. So they all came together, these extraordinarily, what would I say, individuals with very healthy egos, but the whole was infinitely greater than the sum of its parts. One of the things that West Side Story did was to make the contemporary idiom of urban New York sound like something extraordinary in the theater. And jazzy is the word that's used a lot. So let's go to the prologue of West Side Story, only rendered in, I think, a fabulous jazzy version by Stan Kenton and his orchestra. Thank you.
When you're a jet, you're a jet all the way, from your first cigarette to your last dying day. When you're a jet, if the spit hits the fan, you got brothers around, you're a family man. You're never alone, you're never disconnected, you're home with your own. When company's expected, you're well protected. Then you are set with a capital J, which you'll never forget till they cart you away. When you're a jet, you stay a jet. Now I know Tony like I know me, and I guarantee you can count him in.
In, out. Let's get cracking.
Where you gonna find Bernardo?
At the dance tonight at the gym.
But the gym's neutral territory.
Ooh, I'm gonna make nice with him. I'm only gonna challenge him.
Great, Daddy-O.
So everybody dress up sweet and sharp. Meet Tony and me at 10. And walk tall.
We always walk tall.
We're jets!
The greatest!
When you're a jet, you're the top cat in town. You're the gold medal kid with the heavyweight crown. When you're a jet, you're the swingin'est thing. Little boy, you're a man. Little man, you're a king. The jets are in gear. Our cylinders are clicking. The sharks are steer clear. Cause every Puerto Rican's a lousy chicken. Here come the jets like a bat out of hell. Someone gets in our way. Someone don't feel so well. Here come the jets. Little world, step aside. Better go underground. Better run. Better hide. We're drawing the line. So keep your noses hidden. We're hanging a sign. Says visitors forbidden. And we ain't kidding. Here come the jets, yeah. And we're gonna be every last bargain gang on the whole bargain street. On the whole ever mother loving street. Yeah!
Mickey Callen and the original cast of West Side Story singing about what it's like to be a jet. And of course, the genius of West Side Story was that it transposed Shakespeare's tragic love story of Romeo and Juliet into a contemporary urban setting that actually reflected what was going on in New York in the middle to late 50s, which were the ethnic homogeneous groups were changing and shifting from before the war, and you had an influx of Puerto Ricans on the West Side, sort of contending with the territory of what we used to call white ethnics, Catholics, Polish, Italian, people who lived there. And that made it very vibrant and so shocking in a way that you had kids jumping around in dungarees and sneakers and wielding knives. That West Side Story was not initially accepted with open arms on Broadway. There were some detractors that felt that it was really too violent and too aggressive and not humorous enough to be a musical comedy, which, of course, it never wanted to be a musical comedy in the first place. What a groundbreaking show. Well, one of the things that is true about its cultural evolution is it did not really hit the American public in quite the way we might have expected. It took a while. Johnny Mathis recorded this song, one of the most well-known songs from West Side Story, about 4 months after it closed, and it wasn't re-released until the movie came out in 1961. Here is Johnny Mathis with Maria.
Maria, the most beautiful sound I ever heard.
Maria, 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 Maria.
All the beautiful sounds of the world in a single word. Met a girl named Maria, and suddenly that name will never be the same to me. Maria, I've just kissed a girl named Maria, and suddenly I found how wonderful a sound can be. Maria, say it loud. and it's almost like praying, Maria, I'll never stop saying, Maria. Never stop saying, Maria. The most beautiful sound I
think that's a pretty swell rendition. Johnny Mathis recorded a lot of Broadway stuff in the late 50s, perhaps none so poignantly or successfully as this, which I think got to 70 or something on the charts, which was not bad. Well, the story of West Side Story obviously mirrors that of Romeo and Juliet, and perhaps Arthur Lawrence and Robbins and Bernstein and Sondheim had no more inspired moment than to make the balcony scene from Romeo and Juliet into a fire escape, right? Here is a recording I found from a very rare album called Leonard Bernstein's New York, and here are Audra McDonald and Mandy Patinkin, I mean, in the studio just for this one take of Tonight from West Side Story. They are fantastic. Enjoy.
The world is wild and bright, going mad, shooting sparks into space.
Today the world was just an address, a place for me to live in, no better than all.
Thank you.
from the original cast of West Side Story. That was Cheetah Rivera facing off with Marilyn Cooper in America. Now, it's somewhat hard to imagine, but not that big a stretch, to remember that when it opened, 1957, West Side Story was a very controversial show, not just because of its depiction of violence and contemporary youth in an aggressive, juvenile, delinquent way, but also because of its portrayal of Puerto Ricans. And sort of unthinkably now, but back then they were really, and I think in the cast of The Sharks, where the Puerto Rican gang, of course, only two performers of Puerto Rican descent. Cheetah Rivera, whom you heard, was actually born in Washington, D.C., and Jaime Sanchez, who was one of the principal dancers in The Sharks. And it was a show that had a lot of headlines. It was actually denounced by the Puerto Rican press as being stereotypical. But the debate lingers on in its own way. But just to show you that West Side Story was not embraced immediately in high schools and summer camps all over America right off the bat. The score to West Side Story, along with the astonishing choreography of Jerome Robbins, is really what makes it such a special show. And his Bernstein's idiomatic music was so classical and so good for dance, and yet so jazzy and cool at the same time. There really was nothing like it before, and maybe nothing since. Here is Cal Jader, wonderful jazz performer, playing Cool from West Side Story.
Thank you.
Are You Cool? You should be after listening to that cut. My goodness. This is Larry Mazlin, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're celebrating the 60th anniversary of a cornerstone of the American musical West Side Story. I only wish I had more time to play more music by Leonard Bernstein. I had to cut the Dances at the Gym, which are some of my favorite pieces of music. We've played that in other episodes of Broadway to Main Street. Well, Bernstein himself conducted a lot of the music, and in the 80s, Deutsche Grammophon came up with a, what they call it, a crossover recording of West Side Story with opera stars. Some people liked it, some people didn't, but it gives you a sense of how this music can exist with a jazz combo like Carl Jader or Stan Kenton, and with Kiri Takanawa and Jose Carreras, who will sing under the baton of the maestro himself, One Hand, One Heart, from West Side Story.
Oh!
Ah, that Bernstein chord from the studio recording of West Side Story. Well, the movie of West Side Story, which came out 4 years later in 1961, is really what cemented its reputation as a major piece of dramatic literature for the stage and obviously for film. It was filmed on location in New York. Jerome Robbins co-directed it with Robert Wise, but Robbins was fired halfway through. But you can still see his fine hand and his visionary look at this material whenever you see it. It was nominated for 11 Academy Awards and won 10, including Best Picture. So here is, with many, many dub voices, too many to list, is the end of quote-unquote Act One, the quintet from the film version of West Side Story.
Jets are gonna have their way tonight. The Puerto Ricans grumble, fair fight. But if they start a rumble, we'll rumble them right.
We're gonna hand them a surprise tonight. We're gonna cut them down to size tonight. We said okay, no rumpus, no tricks. But just in case they jump us, we're ready to mix tonight.
We're gonna rock it tonight. We're gonna jazz it up and have some more.
They gonna get it tonight. The more they turn it on, the harder they fall.
Well, they began it.
Well, they began it.
And we're the ones to stop them once and for all.
Gonna get her kicks tonight. We'll have our private little mix tonight. He'll walk in hot and tired, poor dear. Don't matter if he's tired, as long as he's here.
Tonight, tonight won't be just any night. Tonight there will be no morning star. I'll see my love tonight, and for us stars will stop where they are.
Oh, then the minutes in my bones, the hours go so slowly, and still the sky is light. Oh, moon, grow bright, and make this endless day endless night.
Jets are coming out on top tonight. We're gonna watch Bernardo drop tonight. That Puerto Rican punk will go down. And when he's hollered uncle, we'll tear up the town.
Tonight,
we'll be it back, you
tonight,
boy.
Tonight won't be
you're
just
gonna
any
him
night.
Good.
Tonight there will be no morning star.
And then we'll have us a ball tonight.
We're gonna rock it tonight.
We're
gonna jazz it tonight.
So pretty, I feel pretty and witty and bright and so pretty, I hardly can believe it's real. I feel charming, oh so charming, it's alarming how charming I feel and so pretty, I hardly can believe it's real. Girl be such a Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile. Such a pretty me, I feel stunning, oh so stunning. Feel like running and jumping for joy, for I'm loved by a pretty wonderful guy. I feel pretty, oh so pretty, I feel pretty. You like running and jumping for joy, for love by a pretty, wonderful boy. For love by a pretty, wonderful
boy. The one, the only, Sarah Vaughan singing song that begins the second act of West Side Story. Those are lyrics, of course, by Stephen Sondheim. I think subsequently he professed himself a little embarrassed by the intricacy of those lyrics. But hey, it's a great song, and it makes us feel pretty great. West Side Story had tremendous influence, I would say, on urban culture and on performance culture. In the middle 80s, there was a very strange album released of covers of West Side Story by lots of rock stars and pop stars, and the beginning of hip-hop and rap stars, which sort of you can see the connection between West Side Story and hip-hop pretty easily, it seems to me. Here is Salt-N-Pepa and Def Jeff and Lisa Left Eyes Lopez, a lot of people singing G. Officer Krupke from Act 2 of West Side Story.
Excuse me, Mr. Officer. You think we're bad, huh? You want to clean up the streets, huh? Well, you better put society in handcuffs. Ha ha, you got a hard job. Music by Bernstein, lyrics by Sondheim. I'm talking about West Side Story. It's before my time. Police sweat me like the sharks in the jets, because I do what I does, so they want to get me. If you let me, I'll explain the game, clear my name, and show you ain't a damn thing changed. So don't criticize the way that I parlay. This ain't Broadway, we learned it the hard way.
Dear kindly Sergeant Krupke, you gotta understand, it's just our bringing up key that gets us out of hand. Our mothers all are junkies, our fathers all are drunks. Golly Moses, naturally we're punks. The Officer Krupke, we're very upset. Child ought to get. We ain't no delinquents, we're misunderstood. Deep down inside us, there is good.
There is good, there is good, there is good, there is untapped good. Like inside, the worst of us is good.
You see, Officer Krupke, you gotta have some compassion. You know, you're always harassing me, but what you don't understand is I come from a broken home. My mama don't care about me, my daddy don't care about me, and you always getting on my case. It ain't
dear kindly Judge, Your Honor, my parents treat me rough with all their marijuana. They won't give me a puff. They didn't want to have me, but somehow I was had. Leaping lizards, that's why I'm so bad. Right, Officer Krupke, you're really a square. This boy don't need a judge, he needs an analyst here. It's just a neurosis that ought to be curbed. He's psychologically disturbed.
He's disturbed.
We're disturbed, we're disturbed, we're the most disturbed. Like we're psychologically disturbed.
Just like that, and that's just how it is. You know what I'm saying? That's the way it is. Cry.
brother wears a dress.
Goodness gracious, that's why I'm a mess.
Oh, it's a crab cake, you're really a clown.
This boy don't need a doctor, just a good honest job.
Sign, played him a terrible trick.
Sociologically, he's sick. We are sick.
We are sick, we are sick, we are sick, sick, sick. Like we're sociologically sick.
In other words, this is what happens when cousins marry. We are pendejo head, inbred. Okay, we're like Chicano Forrest Gump.
Tiny social worker, they say go earn a buck. Like be a soda jerker, which means like be a schmuck. It's not I'm anti-social, I'm only anti-work. Glorioski, now that's why I'm a jerk. Officer Grumpy, you done it again. This boy don't need a death, he needs a year in the bin. It ain't just a question of misunderstood. Deep down inside, he ain't no damn good.
We're the good, we're the good, we're the earthly good. Like the rest, so much is no damn good.
The trouble is he's crazy.
The trouble is he drinks.
The trouble is he's lazy.
The trouble is he stinks.
The trouble is he's growing.
The trouble is he's growing.
West Side Story has embroidered itself into our cultural consciousness. MTV video, and people are dancing in the streets and jumping on cars and flipping around in playgrounds with basketballs, what have you. Obviously influenced by West Side Story. In its 50th anniversary production on Broadway in 2007 was the introduction of Lin-Manuel Miranda as a lyricist, because he translated some of the songs into Spanish at director, librettist Arthur Lawrence's request. So here is Tony-winning Karen Olivo as Anita and Josefina Scalion in singing An Hombre Así, A Boy Like That, from the revival of West Side Story.
Ese cabrón mató tu hermano. Olvida ese americano. Piensan los tuyos, solo los tuyos. Tú ya no estás pensando claro, y ese amor te sale caro. Piensan los tuyos, solo los tuyos. Si mata no tiene amor, si mata no hay corazón. Y ese ladrón, y ese cabrón, le da tu amor. Por favor, María, por favor. Tú sabes bien qué es lo que quiere. No le importa si te hiere. Y desolada te encontrarás. Ya tú verás, verás, María, ya tú verás.
Oh, no. Anita, no, Anita, no. No es la verdad para mí, es la verdad para ti. Te oigo bien en tu dolor, pero en mi amor. Por favor, Anita, por favor.
Ese cabrón mató tu hermano.
Pero en mí,
vida es corazón.
Solo
piensa en los tuyos, solo en los tuyos.
No hay nada más,
no hay nada
más. Yo sé muy bien.
Si mata no
tiene amor, yo sé quién.
Si mata no hay corazón,
ya no te.
Y ese ladrón, y ese cabrón, le da su amor. Por favor, por favor.
I know. You should know better. So you said, you should know better. Oh.
So from the 2007 revival of West Side Story, so much music, so little time. I hope you'll always find a place in your heart for West Side Story somewhere. And here is Barbra Streisand and Josh Groban to take us out. Where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.